Drive time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. New year, seize the moment. Talk to a financial broker today about a Zurich pension.
Now, as we've been hearing, the Cabinet has agreed to keep schools closed from next Monday due to rising COVID infections. However, Leaving Cert students will be able to attend 3 days a week. Well, to discuss all of this, I'm joined now by Minister for Education, Norma Foley. And Minister, thank you very much for joining us this evening. Can I ask you, did you ask NPHET's advice before making this decision to bring back Leaving Certs for 3 days a week?
Well, just to give it context, we did have, as you might be aware, a sub-cabinet meeting yesterday in which there were presentations from NPHET, from Professor Nolan, and also from the CMO, Tony Houlihan. And basically, the presentation included the acknowledgement, as has been the situation right up to this point, that schools, by their nature, have been safe places, and that an acknowledgement of the excellent work that has gone on by the school community to ensure that they were safe places. And indeed, just to reference, Sarah, so that you would know that at this point, from August right up to, we'll say, the 22nd of December, 75% of our schools had absolutely no engagement with public health. So tremendous work was actually done by the school community and the education sector to keep our schools safe. Mm. And the measures that are being introduced today are societal measures, and they are a response to what's happening in the outside community. And what was acknowledged yesterday was that the movement of 1.1 million people, and that's what we're talking about really in the education sector, it's more than 1.1 million, I suppose, when you include the parents and guardians, that that's a significant number of people on the move. And so it was on that basis that Cabinet made the decision today in terms of closing schools for a number of weeks, but also recognising the importance of making facility for particular groups within the education sector.
Okay, and indeed, so I just might put the question to you again.
If I could just add, just in particular, because you've asked about the CMO, in particular, his view in terms of the numbers of people and the necessity to reduce our contact and to reduce mobility, he specifically states in his letter that any recommendation in terms of the schools is not in any way based on a changed assessment of the risks in relation to transmission levels in schools. It has nothing to do with how schools are operated and how they have been operating successfully in the last number of months.
All right. Did you get advice, though, from the health professionals, from the CMO or from NPHET? Did you seek advice as to whether it would be safe to ask 61,000 Leaving Cert students to return to schools 3 days a week?
But again, I have to say to you, the advice was a general recommendation, an advice from the CMO in relation to the need to reduce mobility in the community. Mm. And as a consequence, and that was a general recommendation to entire Cabinet, to reduce mobility in society. And government recognised and Cabinet recognises that, you know, there is considerable mobility within the education sector, so that there would be a need then to reduce that mobility for a short period of time.
Right.
But equally so, as I've said, to make provision for, in the instances you have referenced there, 61,000 Leaving Certificate students, which is 61,000 out of 1.1 million, which is a very, very small number.
Yeah.
And also,
Minister, I'm just going to ask you a third time, because I suspect the answer is no, but you haven't given me a no. Did you ask the CMO or NPHET at any point before making this decision whether it would be safe to allow 61,000 Leaving Cert students to attend school 3 days a week?
Well, and again, I will reiterate to you, at no stage did the CMO or NPHET indicate at any point that schools were unsafe. They made a general observation about mobility of people within the community and the need to reduce mobility in all sectors of society. And subsequently, Cabinet made the decision to reduce mobility in the education sector.
You didn't seek specific advice in relation to this. I think we can move on from that. In relation to the 3 days a week versus 5 days a week versus 4 days a week, why did you settle on three? Again, did you get any medical advice from it around it, or who came up with the idea of 3 days?
Well, I think there is a recognition that there is a very strong desire by all of the partners in education for the traditional Leaving Certificate to continue and to be the leading certificate that will be run in June of next year. And there has been considerable engagement with the advisory committee in relation to that, and that's the partners in education, including the student voice, the parent voice, teachers, managerial bodies, and there have been a number of engagements, at least two, and the third one actually is due to take place next week in terms of preparation for Leaving Cert. And in recognition of that, it was deemed necessary, and I believe will be welcomed by the student body, to provide face-to-face teaching on 3 days a week and the remote learning on two. And just on the basis of the 3 days a week, there will be complete autonomy within the schools to decide what those 3 days will be, and it will be to meet the needs of the school. Mm-hmm. So, for example, it may well be Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 1 week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, the next week, but the autonomy there exists within the schools.
I don't know if you've seen the Ciarán Cóirle in the Dáil has proposed that the Dáil would only sit for 1 day a week during January for a maximum of 6 hours, with a maximum of 45 TDs in the vast surrounds of the Convention Centre. So 45 TDs in the vast surrounds of the Convention Centre for a maximum of 6 hours for 1 day a week is what the Ciarán Cóirle deems to be safe during the pandemic. No committee meetings at all if members are physically present, he has suggested. Does he know something you don't, or why is it only safe for TDs to attend the Dáil for 1 day a week and students to attend school for three?
Well, as you'd appreciate, I was in press conference and in cabinet all day today and then in press conference this evening, so I actually haven't had sight of that. But can I say to you that in terms of our schools in the education sector, we do have public health advice. We do have the advice that tells us, and indeed the experience that tells us, that schools are a safe environment. There is no question that they have not been. And as I've said to you already, you know, 75% of our schools had no engagement with public health. And indeed, the CMO
But Minister, that was up to the 22nd of December, to be fair. You're talking about no engagement with public health. Things have changed dramatically since the 22nd of December.
Yes, but not since yesterday, when the CMO made a presentation to Cabinet, and indeed equally so Professor Philip Nolan, where they both again attested to how safe the school environment is, and indeed that's articulated very clearly in the letter of the CMO.
But if it's so safe, why wouldn't you keep them open?
Because again, and I want to very clearly reiterate this, it is a societal measure to acknowledge that all of society needs to reduce its contact and reduce its mobility. And given that within the education sector we have more than 1.1 million people on the move, the education sector, I would like to think very generously, is making this move to encourage society and to accommodate society to do what needs to be done in the next number of weeks.
Well, you've talked about the education sector quite a number of times now. I don't know if you've heard or if you've seen the reaction from the teaching unions, the ASTI, the TUI, the INTO. We've spoken to two of those on the show. They're very unhappy with how this has been handled. They say there's been no consultation in relation to it, that they were told how this was going to work in short meetings today and not asked for their thoughts on the matter.
Well, to be fair, I think, you know, right from the beginning and in the last long number of months, there has been considerable engagement regards everything that we do within the education sector. And I do want to acknowledge there has been tremendous generosity by the partners in education. And indeed, I met with the partners in education on Monday, and the purpose of that engagement really was with a view to reopening schools on the 11th. And there was general consensus from everyone that it is important that our schools would open, and the discussions really were around, you know, what measures or what concerns or what issues that the partners wished to raise. As regards the present situation, can I say to you, the decision in terms of how we would move forward now has only just happened in between yesterday and today. And at the earliest opportunity, there was engagement this morning between the Department of Education and the partners in education. That will continue. That will continue over the next number of days. And where there are any issues or challenges, I have absolutely every confidence that we will work through them. We have worked through all of the issues that have been thrown up in the midst of an international pandemic, and we have successfully worked through them. And I know that the generosity of the partners in education will continue to ensure that we can address them going forward.
You know, and I mean, you can be as generous as you want, Minister. You know, teachers have been very generous with their time and with the effort that they've put in during the pandemic. But I'm wondering, you're a teacher yourself. You see the figures, the latest figures today, I think it's over 7,000 new COVID cases have been reported in the country. 7,836 actually, close to 8,000. And we know that's not all of them, because we know we're not even testing close contacts anymore. That's just people with symptoms. In that context, and we're told as well that the British variant is now here and it's spreading widely in the community. As a teacher yourself, how would you feel about walking into a classroom with 30 or so 17, 18 and 19 year olds and spending time in that classroom, an hour here, an hour there throughout the day for 3 days a week in the context of those figures and what's going on? Would you feel safe?
Again, I can say to you that I have worked for a large portion of my life with senior students and with Leaving Certificate students, and it is my experience and it is my judgment that the vast majority of teachers, it is their absolute preference that the established Leaving Cert as we know it will be available in June. It is also my view that the vast majority of them would prefer to work with the students, and I have
Minister, we'd all prefer that. I mean, we'd all like the Leaving Cert to happen, but Ireland is running the worst in the world at the moment in terms of the rate of the increase of the virus. These are not ordinary times. Is it the Leaving Cert at any cost? I'll put my question to you again. Would you feel safe walking into a classroom with 30 or some or so, 17, 18 and 19-year-olds for a couple of hours a day, 3 days a week, in the context of 8,000, almost 8,000 new cases of COVID-19 being reported today?
And I will put it to you once again, Sarah, that unequivocally, all of the evidence to date and all of the research provided, both again as late as yesterday by the CMO, is that schools are safe places. Okay. The school environment itself is a safe place. There is no question.
You do it, no problem?
Yes, I would.
Okay. School buses going to be running to get children to school?
Yes, indeed, they are. They will run as normal to provide the facility for the students that need it.
Okay. Who will mind the teachers' children?
Well, the issue of childcare is being addressed and will be addressed by Minister O'Gorman for all essential workers and frontline workers. And there is a second, I suppose, tier or opportunity being provided where a bubble can be formed with another family or individual or whatever to provide the necessary childcare that might arise. But there will also be childcare services will remain fully open for essential frontline staff.
Leo Varadkar said today that if he was running a business, he'd be considering the possibility he'd be closed until the end of March. He said that the situation is deteriorating at the moment. We're not going to be out of the woods by the end of January. I know that the plan is at the moment to review the situation at the end of January in relation to schools. But if this continues for longer than 3 weeks, say it continues for 6 weeks or 7 weeks, that Leaving Cert students are only getting 3 days a week in school, will the Leaving Cert still go ahead in that instance?
Well, I would have to say, this is what we're working towards. We are working towards the Leaving Cert being delivered. But equally so, can I say to you, Sarah, I heard the Deputy CMO very wisely say that we cannot look back, we cannot look forward, we deal with the here and now, and we deal with all the evidence that's in front of us now. And all the evidence that's in front of us now, again, reiterates that schools are safe. We've made provision for our Leaving Certificate students to return, and also for our special schools and special classes to reopen. And that's on the basis of all that has been achieved to date in terms of safety within our schools. There is no question around that.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us this evening to talk us through it. That's Minister for Education, Norma Foley.